Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sounds like the intro music for Warren Eckstein. The pet's best friend is Warren. He's a very good friend of mine. He was a great friend of Charlotte's. He can be a good friend of yours if you pay attention to what he has been talking about for the past, 54 years, I think, this year. Warren Eckstein, the pet show, heard every weekend a lot of great radio stations around the country, including some of the ones that carry this program or carrying that show. You might want to check it out, petshow.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he has a great line that he's developed himself of vitamins and minerals for dogs and cats called Hugs and Kisses. Check that out at hugsandkisses.com. In a moment, the retirement home for dogs.
Today on App Check, Tiny Review is fun, easy, and to the point. That's the good part. Requiring a Facebook account, that's the bad part. Tiny Review.
Struck out. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
All right, let's start with your trip to the dog retirement house. You posted this on your Facebook page. What was your visit there all about? And what the heck is a dog retirement house? Why wouldn't somebody want to keep their dog? I couldn't imagine putting Charlotte into a home. She just wanted to be with me, and I wanted to be with her until the end.
Ah, but, you know, think about it from this perspective. So many of the people I deal with and have dealt with over the years, they don't have family that's willing to accept their pet. So if, heaven forbid, something were to happen to them, their concern is what's going to happen to their dog, what's going to happen to their cat. So there are these retirement homes that are opening up where you can make a donation, you know, so if something were to happen to you, you know that your dog or your cat will be taken care of properly for the rest of their lives. I think it's a fabulous idea, and I'll tell you why, Doug. I spend so much time in tears at shelters around the country, and I see people walking in, you know, this was my mother's dog, my mother passed away, and rather than keep the dog, they bring it. So I think retirement homes are a great idea. Check them out carefully. I think there are some really, really good ones, and I think it's going to be a wave of the future.
Yep. Well, there are a lot of things that are changing in terms of dogs. Dogs get left in the will. I was talking about that with a friend yesterday. What about the way when dogs at that age or that point are separated, though, what are their feelings? We were talking, I think, briefly about whether animals actually feel. I don't think there's a question. I would never argue. In fact, I could argue for it because of Charlotte and how closely connected our energies were, and I wonder if there's ever been a study done along those lines.
Well, you know, a study among us. I'll give you an example. You all know the famous chimp expert, Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
I've had many, many conversations with Jane, and Jane and I both agree that animals shed tears. Contrary to what our peers believe, that they don't shed tears, she believes she's actually seen the chimps and the gorillas shed tears. I've seen dogs and cats shed tears. Maybe that's a little eccentric on my part, but I honestly believe I've seen it. So I believe
you eccentric? Do, come on, Warren. Who'd say that?
That would never happen. But the bottom line is animals have been living with us since we've been walking upright. Why is our ego so big to think that they can't take on some of the emotions that we have?
Exactly.
But yet you say this study, some people think that dogs just look at us as upright walking can openers to provide their food with every day.
Yeah, that was a story that was in the Scientific America or something, that they can't accept the fact. Some people can't accept the fact that we can love other species or other species can love us. You know, my dog loves me whether I have food or not. I've seen dogs that are skinny off the streets. You give them a pat on the head. So it's not always about food. But that it was a kind of a cute comment that we're walking can openers, but it's far from the truth. It really is.
Well, again, think about your connection, how you get connected, when you get connected. There's a whole very interesting science. And the people who really bother me are the ones who say that we are the king of the pile.
Although our dogs really do think we're great hunters. We run out of the house, we come back with bags of food for them. They must think we're the greatest hunters in the world.
You have also blogged in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com about pets not being necessarily an animal or vice versa. What does that mean?
Yeah, in other words, I don't think that you can treat a dog or a cat like an animal in a human environment and expect to respond like part of the family. Mm-hmm. When a dog or a cat comes into your home, it should be treated like part of the family. That's what it is, not just the dog or the cat.
Yeah. I got connected yesterday to a blog that somebody who, actually my insurance agent, who is watching bulldogs especially, and she sent me the story about this bulldog. It was actually quite cute, asking me if I was ready yet. And I thanked her. I'm not ready, but
You'll know when you're ready.
Well, but Meredith and I are sort of sharing this dog, Millie, who's quite a good dog. And that's enough for me at the moment. Warren, you're never enough. I always love having you here. Warren Eckstein on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.